Produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George, Tune Up with Deb is available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association. Once again, here's your host, Deb Ross.
My guest today, Michaela Lundeen of My Life Homes and Gardens. She's a designer, and we've been talking about adding value to our homes and properties, of course, trying to take advantage of the wonderful weather that we've been experiencing. So we've just gone through the first segment talking about our gardens, that drive-by appeal or lack of appeal, and really what we can do from a practical standpoint to increase that value and take away the negatives that a potential buyer would be drawn to see, and perhaps motivated to offer less than the asking price if they think that they've got some cleanup or they've got a bunch of work that they have to either do themselves or hire someone to do. So we're going to move from the front of the house, the garden, the yard area of the house, into the house, because of course Michaela is a master designer.
Oh, thank you.
So we've gone through the garden. We are at the front door. Michaela, what are your thoughts? What's your wisdom concerning our front doors?
Front door. Well, big thing, big pet peeve is if they're dirty. Let's wash and wipe down and whatever, hose it off, wash it down, soap and water, quick clean up, squeegee, Windex wipe. If you have glass, obviously, right? The handle and the door should be clean. Windows around the front door, whatever. Just neat and clean and tidy and presentable. And then as you walk in the house, yes, you open the door. And usually the first thing you see and the first thing you smell, that's the two things you should focus on. Pretend you are walking into your home for the first time as a buyer. Step outside, open the door, and look through new eyes to kind of see what you might need to change.
Now, I see a lot of brightly colored doors.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that kind of the adage of you can't judge a book by its cover, that you can judge a house by its front door? Is there anything to that? I mean, you've mentioned the cleaning the door. I couldn't agree more. But these brightly colored doors,
yes.
is this a fad, or is this going to stay relevant with homes for the next little while?
I think it says a lot about the homeowner. They're either very gutsy or very sure of themselves, or just have been there a long time and they're ready for a change and they're comfortable with their favorite color and displaying it out there, and they don't care what anybody thinks. Sometimes it looks great. Sometimes what you think is going to look great on a swatch definitely does not translate to the door. But I think if you're staying and you love it, fine. If you're selling, then maybe mute it down a little bit. But I mean, that being said, I think if it's kept up, the paint work is in good condition, and it's a good quality door, and it's clean, there's no reason to change it. People can always change it out down the line. Yeah.
Yes. So we open the door, and you're saying two senses are
mm-hmm.
engaged.
Number yes.
one is what we see
mm-hmm.
immediately in front
yes.
of us, and number two is our scent senses,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
what we smell.
Yeah, so they always say bake cookies, bake bread, do something. For me, I mean, great if there's cookies. You know, I'm there.
You're
but
in.
For the most part, not smelling anything would be great. Having it smell clean and fresh, just air out your house, especially these days. Like, wow, open up the doors and windows. Let everything just blow through, blow everything out of there. Make sure it's clean and neat and tidy. Declutter, put away, obviously, personal objects. They say put away your pictures, don't have stuff out. That kind of makes it a home for you, but the other people can't see themselves in it because
they see you in it.
It's branded already, yes. So for me, yes, smell, neat and clean, because I will be turned off just by the smell of a home. And that tells me a lot about, ooh, could there be potential problems because of this smell? Is it something we can paint over? Can we get it out?
Can
we clean it?
Is it
just, oh, they were cooking this morning, so that's acceptable, right? I mean, they were having bacon for breakfast. That's great. It smells like bacon. Why not? But if it's a smell that you can't identify, or a really, really strong smell of potential issues, whether it's the basement or the bathroom or leaks or whatever, yeah. So smell and what you see. So visually you can control it, hopefully with smell as well.
So maybe it would be a good idea to invite a friend or mm-hmm. a family member who doesn't live in the home to come and
yes.
walk through the house. Because personally, I step home, my house smells like home.
Yes.
And, you know, I walk in the door, whether something's cooking or not, or a load of laundry is on and I smell that. It just smells familiar to me. Yes. I don't think I would probably have a good judge of the scent of my home because I live in it.
That's right. That's right.
So you want to come and sniff my home, Michaela? Michaela, the home sniffer.
Oh, that's right. Now, I think as a general rule of thumb, yes, if you air it out, you keep it neat and clean for the most part, and there's nothing to kind of give the buyer any worries.
Yes.
That is a good start. And then visually, for me, decluttering, depersonalizing. But
so what do women look for when they're purchasing a home or looking even to offer, make an offer on a home? What are they drawn to?
Well, they say kitchens and bathrooms sell houses. I think most women, whether they cook or not, even if they don't cook, they usually entertain, love a nice, big, roomy, again, at least if not roomy and big, clean kitchen that speaks that it was loved and taken care of and, you know, fed some families or entertained some people and is set up in such a way that it makes sense for their comfort, for cooking and looking after themselves or their family. So kitchens for women, and I think for me, like a master bedroom and bathroom is important. The combination. Like
right.
We spend a lot of time sleeping and we spend a lot of time getting ready and then we're gone for the day. And when we come home, we're in the kitchen usually and then back to the bedroom and bathroom. So for mothers and women anyway, in my opinion, if they're like me, that's mostly where we're at. The men, I mean, not that men don't cook or spend time in kitchens. There's 50-50, most probably do. But the men maybe are more drawn to where's the TV in this house? Where's the living room? Where's the comfy couch or the comfy chair and the man cave or whatever? So that's what they look for, I believe, when they come into a house. The men are more drawn to the man creature comforts, but the women look for the whole family. So they look for the kitchens and the bathrooms and how will this serve my children and my husband and me, and that's who you're kind of catering to, because a lot of people are still under the old belief that happy wife, happy life.
Right.
And I think as when men and women are choosing, it's usually the woman that makes the decision about what house she would like. And if the man wants to make her happy, then he will usually concede to, okay, honey, well, if you love this house, we'll get it, right?
Yes.
So
years ago, my family, we were looking at relocating from in the country into the city. And our older kids were university age. They were just about to enter university. And I didn't like the idea of them driving that highway at least twice a day.
Yeah.
Right. And if they had a space in between classes, quite a long space, you know, it could upwardly be two separate trips into town on the highway. And I went looking for a home closer to town and in town. And I found what I thought was a perfect home. I toured the home with our realtor. The kitchen was perfect.
Mm-hmm.
There was some nice landscaping, but not too much landscaping.
Yes.
The home was fairly clean. And I thought this was it. All I was looking at it, like exactly what you said, that it would fit the family.
Mm-hmm.
So it was the kitchen, the bathrooms. It was very important to me where the laundry was because we have a large family. I don't want to be having to go downstairs to do laundry. So, and laundry was just off the kitchen in this home.
Mm-hmm.
And it had the right amount of bedrooms. It had the right amount of space for leisure. And it had room for our teenagers just to be able to be teenagers and have their friends over and it not feel like an interference in the life of the family, because we want to have our home open for our kids' friends. And it had beautiful, what do you call it?
Beams. Crown molding. Oh, beams. Okay. Yes.
And I thought they were lovely. It was a very nice wood accent. And I brought my husband, my 6.5 foot tall husband.
Oh.
And he felt like the house was coming down on his head. And he said, no, I can't live in this house. And I said, but look at the kitchen. He said, that's nice. Look at the bathrooms. That's nice. Look at where the laundry is. That's nice. Look, we have all the bedrooms. That's nice. But I feel like the house is falling on my head. And so from my perspective, you know, I didn't have the frame of reference being quite a bit smaller than he is, that I just thought it was a lovely accent. And he was worried with every step through the living room that he was going to bean his head on the top. So it's nice to have that extra perspective.
Definitely.
I don't mean extra, but the perspective that I just didn't, I didn't absorb that detail. He had to come through. So
that's
that
right.
was, that
Sometimes
was crossed off the list.
It looks perfect. And for some reason, and it's not even a kind of a decorative, oh, I don't like that.
It was just not practical.
It's practical. It's practicality. That's right.
Yes.
That's the biggest thing about houses. It has to be practical first, and then you can decorate it later.
Well, yes. And of course, some moving a beam, that's just not going to happen.
Well, if it's a support beam, no.
No.
If it's decorative or faux beam, well, that would be easy enough. You just knock the sucker out and hire a drywaller to put up a new ceiling and texture it and finish it. And Bob's your uncle.
You make it sound so easy.
It is easy when it is what you do.
What are some of your favorite quick, simple, practical design ideas to perk up a house that maybe is a bit older?
Well, I would think fixtures and a simple thing like a faucet or a handle or a door pull. Door pull in a kitchen, that would really make a difference. Spending a few hundred dollars just to update something that might seem like a big problem for somebody if they see a sink and it's a 20-year-old sink and it's all scratched up. Stainless steel double sinks are quite affordable. Faucets also are quite affordable. It's not a huge investment, but if you can just change something out like that for people and then they don't have to do it and it makes them feel like it's a brand new kitchen and you didn't spend $20,000 on a brand new kitchen, you simply did a sink and faucet and maybe some more current handles, that's all you need to do a lot of times, and that will convince them to buy it.
That does seem like something that we, when you talked about our eyes being drawn to something, that is exactly what my eye would have been drawn to. It would have been a faucet that looks like any minute it could fail.
Yes.
Right? Or a handle or the fixtures. And you just mentioned those three things that are actually kind of a do-it-yourself.
Oh, yeah.
You don't really need to hire someone to come in and do that.
Electrical, yes, maybe. But
But even
plumbing,
if
maybe.
Covers.
But if it's handles on cupboards, you get a screwdriver, you unscrew it, and you put the new one on. YouTube it.
Yeah, give us your contact details, Michaela.
That's right. So, Michaela Lundeen from My Life Homes and Gardens now as well this time of year. You can reach me at 250-981-2032, or I'm on Facebook under My Life Homes.
So. Perfect. Thanks again for your time. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
To my listeners, thank you for your time, and we will chat again soon.
Half-hour financial advice program, Tune Up with Deb, is produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George. Deb Ross is an accredited financial counselor with Intune Financial Solutions in Prince George. Be listening for Tune Up with Deb each week at this time. For previous shows or more information on Intune Financial Solutions, visit intunefinancial.ca.